USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the bill doesn't have everything she'd like to see in it, but does remind everyone.
I have to say that this bill doesn't do everything we would like to do. We need to do more on background checks. Let us not judge this legislation for what is not in it, but respect it for what it does.
At least 26 states are expected to protect the sanctity of life now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. States are left to decide how to legislate the issue. Missouri acted first on Friday, with its attorney general filing paperwork to end abortion in the state. President Biden blasting the Supreme Court ruling, calling it cruel and outrageous. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Reaction continuing to come in to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade that first recognized a woman's right to seek an abortion. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, notes that the court ruled in favor of a Mississippi law that banned most abortions past 15 weeks.
You know, today's Supreme Court decision in Dobbs is the most important pro-life ruling in American history. By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed that the power to protect unborn life is returned to the people.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris disagrees, saying the ruling puts privacy rights in danger.
It's the right to privacy. Think about it as the right for each person to make intimate decisions about heart and home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. In court documents, Juul claims the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. With continuing coverage of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau.
After 63 million American baby deaths, Roe v. Wade in the United States is no longer a constitutional right. The Supreme Court of the United States overruled it on Friday. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday says Democrat activists are promising violence against Americans.
The far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this.
Another federal lawsuit is being filed against the Oxford School District in Michigan over a deadly shooting back on November 30th. Sandra Cunningham's daughter, Phoebe Arthur, was wounded in the neck and cheek by gunfire from alleged gunman Ethan Crumley. There have been 6 lawsuits filed in the state and federal court on behalf of the 4 victims killed and those wounded in this shooting. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.